तेभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वयापि न इति दिग्धे राधे तं न माम चरणं दिवे। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्ये चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हम्बल ऑफिशियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। I've told so many times that due to the mercy and a special order of my शिक्षा गुरु श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज I've come here only to help his disciples and also to see his glory wherever I go. You know that how in couple of years he established so many preaching centers all over world. He translated and distributed millions of books. Shown me many devotees. And he has shown the path of real happiness. Oh, don't. So, we are all debted to him. So much debted. The new devotees who are coming now even, they have come only to his mercy. By his books, by his hearing Hari Katha Deha. So, all the honor, credit. All the honor, everything what I am receiving from all, I am giving in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. This credit goes in the lotus feet of them. I know that you know so much more better than me about Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. How miraculously he established preaching centers in midst of oceans, in the peaks of highest mountains, in forest, in everywhere. So, only due to his mercy you are here. And in the last day, you know that how he requested me to go everywhere and to nourish there the plants which are now in lack of water, they are going to dry. And that is my coming here, my uddeshya,
purpose
to come. Not make any money to disciples. I know sometimes disciples, so many, are burdened upon Guru. They can take him to hell if he is so called Guru. But they cannot do anything who are Sadguru. So we must be careful for this. Today is very pure day, auspicious day, because of the Tirobhav or Avirbhav of Baladev Vidya Bhushan. What? Disappearance or appearance day of Baladev Vidya Bhushan. You don't know? Anyhow, both are same purpose. We should know that we want to love Krishna, Supreme Lord. But He loves us more. We love Him because He can give wealth, reputation and all these positions. Oh, good wife, children, worldly position He can give. But He wants nothing. He wants that their suffering should be go away forever and they should come to Me. And that is why He comes sometimes in this world to help devotees, to help all, that they should come to Me and they should be eternally happy. But we neglect. Oh, some devotee I told, asked, you are here for 3 days, 4 days? No. In morning, tomorrow, we are going. Why? Oh, busyness. I told that if you are giving importance to business, but business will not give your importance. It can give a little pain, your old age, nothing. He cannot help you to be happy. And when you will go away from this world, and it is sure, then what wealth will do? You will have to give up this body, all money, all positions, everything. But we are very worried for business to make money. But money will not give you happiness. So, if you are giving importance of money, even listening Hari Katha and reading the books of Swamiji, not trying to achieve a real transcendental love, we don't want Krishna. We want love of Krishna. Otherwise, we will be like demons. Purely like demons. So, prem prayojan. Our object of this life, bhakti. And the object of our bhakti is to attain love. Like Sridham Sakha, Sudham Sakha, Madhumangal Suhal. Like motherlyhood, Nanda Baba Yashoda. And like books. Topmost. So, all the transcendental sadhus, mahatma, like our Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna, Ram, they came themselves to help us. He sends so many, Narad, Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas, Naradji, Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Advaitacharya, Mahaprabhu, and all like Rup Sanatan, Sad Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and after that Prabhupada, and his disciple, my Gurudev, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. Why? Out of pity. But we neglect them. We don't like their mercy. Never. If I will tell, oh, come on, I will give you Krishna. And Krishna Premi, you cannot come. You will be busy in your businesses. Once I told anywhere that when any Mahatma, Guru Bhargava, your devotee gives something that you should hear, then they will sleep. And when I will tell that, oh, a very beautiful lady wanted to marry a devotee, and she is very beautiful, more than any aspa. And then all will hear. They cannot fall at all. So don't sleep at the time of speaking. Try to take it like nectar. Now we will begin our classes. I cannot speak so much. Time to time, I will speak something. Now I am feeling better. So Van Maharaj will speak briefly on Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhupada. Why we are indebted to him? What he has done? You can stand up and speak. You are young. Myself only old.
Today is very auspicious day, this appearance day of our Sampradaya Samrakha, the protector of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's disappearance day. Very auspicious day. Gurudev kindly gave me order to discuss about his life history and his teaching. And to lotus feet of Baladevi Dhamasana Prabhu. Srila Param Guru Maharaj Nityanamishram Vishnupad Ashutara Satasri Acharya Keshari Pad Om Vishnu Bhutti Veda in Bhakti Pratyan Keshapas. He established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. In his one lecture, he explained, actually I established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti on the respect of Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu. After Jiva Goswami Pad, then all our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy are contaminated with Sahajiya Sakhi Bhakti and these things. Then even that time, so many things in our Gaudiya Sampradayas. But again, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, Manthan Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, he came and he re-established our Shuddha Bhakti Dhara, the line of pure devotional service. But one thing happened. When Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad was very old and he completely immersed of his sadhana and bhajan, antardasa and artha vachardasa, and he was Parthan Bhajan and Sadhan in Vrindavan. That time, in Jaipur, some Vaishnavas, they also lead to King Jai Singh II. So, they believe to him that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya actually not real what line of sampradayas. Because Shastra explained these things. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanuka Iti Kiripavana. Sampradaya Vinam in Mantrasti Vikramata, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanuka Iti Kiripavana. Four sampradayas. Sri Brahma Rudra and Sat Sampradayas. The four sampradayas, according in these four sampradayas, if you receive this mantra and perform bhajan and sadhan, then you will achieve of your ultimate goal. But in Gauriya Vishnu Sampradaya, actually they are not belong to in these four sampradayas. What is that sampradaya? Gauriya Vishnu Sampradayas. So they also complain and lead to King of Jaipur, second Jai Singh. And they also complain the Shastra does not support to worship Srimati Radhika, who is the consort of Krishna Chandra. Even Srimad Bhagavat and Vishnupura anywhere do not mention the Srimati Radhika's name. If you can worship Krishna with Lakshmi Devi or Rupini Satyabhama, because Krishna, he legally married to them. But Srimati Radhika, she did not marry to Krishna. Any Shastras have the proof. So in this way they live. And only Gauriya Parampara, they have no any Parampara. That is called the disciplic succession. But King Jaipur.
No, also Bhashya of Vedanta.
And also they have no Vedanta commentary. This thing. Because we accept that the Acharyas and Sampradaya who has commentary on the Vedanta Sutra and Srimad Bhagavatam and also Bhagavad Gita. That is called the Bhasa Trayi. But Gauriya Sampradaya, they have no other commentary of Vedanta Sutra and other things. So how possible we accept a Gauriya Vedanta Sampradaya, a Gauriya Sampradaya is the bona fide Sampradaya. But King, that time King Jaipur, he believes and he has so much love and affection and found faith in Gauriya Vishnu Sampradaya. So that time he also called Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, because that time Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, he was very famous in that time. Everybody respected him. But that time Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad was very old and he does not want to go to Jaipur and he does not want to live Vrindavan. And that time he also sent his disciples. Actually, who is from the disciples? Some persons also they complain that Vibhavada Vidyavasana Prabhu, he is not the disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. But Param Paramguru Maharaj Acharya Kesari, in his lecture and his lekhani and his writing, he also very nicely and explained this thing. Actually, Vibhavada Vidyavasana Prabhu, he is the real disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. And he discussed in these things, this Pancharatri Diksha and Bhagavatya Diksha. Actually, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, I think we also explain Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he was born in Orissa, nearby Chilkahrad. And then he also learned all the Shastras, and then he went to Mysore, and he also learned some Vedanta and Shastra. And then he came back and he also met with in our line Gauriya Vedanta, Gauriya Sampradaya, Nityananda Prabhu's disciple Gauridas Pandit's disciple Hridaya Chaitanya's disciple Samananda Prabhu's disciples Radha, no, Rasikananda disciple, then this girl, lady
Radha Damodar.
And so Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he took Diksha from Radha Damodar. In this way, but some person did also complain, but you help us. But Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru is the same. Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj explained, Diksha Guru ke janiyo taharo roop, Siksha Guru ke janiyo taharo swaroop. Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, very nicely and briefly, because all many then certain they said that they will stay. I don't speak so much, but I'm coming quickly of my subject to matter. So Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, this thing, but Guru Maharaj very nicely explained, what is called the Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru? What is the Pancharatri Diksha and also Bhagavata Diksha? Actually, Bhagavata Diksha is the third practice, complete Diksha in India. Once you receive the Bhagavata Diksha and he is bona fide that thing. Pancharatri Vidhan Diksha, according to the rules and regulations of Narada Pancharatra, who received the mantra from Gurudev. This is all true. But Shastra also gives so much importance in Bhagavati Yoga Diksha that you should learn and take his mood from his heart. This is called Bhagavati Yoga Diksha. Bhagavati Diksha is very important thing. So, Vishwanath, so Baladeva Dasan Prabhu, he came in Vrindavan and he learned all the Shastras, Ved, Puran, Upanishad, and all our Gauriya Tattva Siddhanta, Rasa Siddhanta, and Tattva Siddhanta, everything he learned from Vishwanath Chakravarti Pada. So that time, by the kindness mercy of Baladeva Dasan Prabhu, he went in Jaipur. That means Baladeva Dasan Prabhu, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pada, sent him in Jaipur in that debate. At that time, Baladev, when they came in that debate place, that time they asked about him, what is your sampradaya? That time, Baladev Vittabhasan Prabhu explained, actually, our sampradaya name, Sri Brahma Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. Then they claimed, how possible, Gauriya Sampradaya is Brahma Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. How it belongs to Madhya Sampradaya. Then Baladev Prabhu very nicely explained in our Guru Parampara, which is written by Kavi Karnapu, Guru Parampara, Krishna Hiti Chaturmu. That means Lakshmipati Tirtha, he is the disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. And then Lakshmipati Tirtha, his disciple, Madhavendra Puripad, Madhavendra Puripad, disciple Ishwar Puripad. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then come in this way. That means our Pancharatri Diksha and Bhagavata Diksha also included in these things. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Pada established these things. Our sampradaya is real bona fide sampradaya. Sampradaya in Vichar, he also explained these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Madhya Sampradaya. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw there are many things in the Madhya Sampradaya. Madhvacharya, he explained the five difference. Ishwara Jive Bhed, Jare Jare Bhed, Jive Jare Bhed, Jive Jive Bhed, Ishwara Jive Bhed. Five difference. That the difference between the entities, difference between the inert, joy, difference between the joy and joy, inert and inert. Jive Jive Bhed, difference between entities and entities. He explained these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that's called the completely discussed about the Daitavad. Suddha Daitavad. He explained these things. Because that time need Sankaracharya, he explained that's called the Adaitavad. So Madhvacharya, he also discuss this in Daishavad. In another thing, Madhvacharya is Sampradaya. Also, that is the mood of Vrindavan, Gopis mood in India. And they worship Bal Gopal Krishna Chandra, very nice, beautiful, with charming the yoga stick in his hand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted also many reasons. And then he established this thing, say Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is the real Sampradayas. They are not other Sampradayas. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not manifested in another Sampradaya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not have the rules and regulations of the Shastra. Because he is Bhagavan. He preaches, apani achari karma jibere sikhan, apani na koile dharma sikhan na jaye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself practiced and also preached these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not to mention new sampradayas. Now Vrindavan so many sampradayas, they are many. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Brahma sampradaya, Madhvacharya, these sampradayas. Then also coming now another question, they also, the Shastra does not support Vasishtha Smriti Radhika. She is the consort of Krishna Charana. But Baladev Dabhusana Prabhu nicely explained this thing. Smriti Radhika, she is called the Hladi Sakti, Vishnu Sakti Parabhakta, Khetranka Patha Tathapara, Abhita Karma Sangana, Tritiya Sakti Isati. Parasakti, that is called the Hladi Sakti. Who is the Hladi Sakti? Smriti Radhika. Smriti Radhika, she is the embodiment of Hladini Sakti. Sakti, Sakti, Makur, Dayo, Abhyaku. There is no difference between potency and
potent.
So Srimati Radhika is Hladini Sakti. Baladev Dhamsanu established these things. And he also established, Shastra also explained, there is no difference between Narayan and Krishna. Dhamsatta Vedis Opi. Sisa Krishna. Krishna Krishna Sarupayos. Rasanas Krishate Krishna Rupa Evas Rasas Kriti. According to Siddhanta, there are no difference between Nayan, Krishna, Ram or Nishina. But according to Tattva Siddhanta, there are far difference. Krishna is called Rasika Sekhar Krishna Parama Karun. He is Rasik. He performed many types of Ras with his Sakti. So, Baladev Dhamsanu established this thing, Srimati Radhika, she is the original Sakti, all Saktis, potencies actually manifested from Srimati Radhika. He established the first sloka Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadasya Jada Anayaditaratascha Udgas, this sloka Janmadasya Janma Adi. Everything, all Saktis manifested from Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, she is the original. Even Lakshmi, Rukmini, Sakta, Bham, all the jar, they are being manifested from Srimati Radhika. So Baladev Dhamsanu explained Srimati Radhika ji, and he gave quotation all the Ved, Puran, Shastra in them. And he also established the Baladev Srimati Radhika. See the top ones. Munindra Vinda Vanite. This slope also is true. Many Shastras also read all the demigodies. Even the Anantapati Vishnu Loka Namra Parma Dachi Ved. He gave them many slokas and he also explained that O Srimati Radhika, she did not marry with Krishna Satyabad because that the actual this debate in the Bodhi Vishnu Sampradaya and another Sampradaya that is called Ramaniya Sampradaya who believes in Satyabad, the doctrine of Satyabad. This also, Lakshmi and Narayan, they married, Ram Sita married, but Radha and Krishna, they did not marry. But Baladev Dhamsanu also explained, Krishna is the Rasik. How did he marry? This is very difficult thing. Those who are Rasik Vaishnava, they can understand this thing. Those who are Arasik, Arasakka Kaak to say Gyanimma Pali, Rasakka Kaki to say Primamura Mukuli. Those are ignorant person, they can understand these things. This is very confidential things. But you are asking about Radha Krishna's marriage ceremony. He also quoted the verse from Radha Hridaya Brahmando Puran. Brahmaji, he also married the ceremony of Radha and Krishna in Bhandirban. You know, this Lila in Bhandirban, this Lila also performed. Gandharva Rajpaldi. And many times, many also Lila in Gandharva Vibha, these things. So why not watch it? If you think that this is not legal, but they also married this thing. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Dabhusanu explained this thing. And they also another questions, oh, where is the name of Srimati Radhika in Srimad Bhagavatam? Baladev Dabhusanu quoted, that every slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Nam. Every slokas. But he also quoted some Radha Sri Radha. Anaya Radhikam Nam Bhagavanam Ririsara. He also quoted this, Anaya Radhikam. Radhitam, Aradhitam, once you worship Krishna Chandra. Actually, that is Srimati Radha. Even Vedanta Sutra also is there. Radha Madhava is there. Even Rig Veda also Radha Madhava Deiva Madhava Deiva Radhaya. Veda, Puran, Upanishad. Everywhere Radha Nam. Baladeva Dhabhatu established this thing. Then, but they did not accept. Okay, we accept if we have commentary of Vedanta Sutra, Madhvacharya, Ramanucharya, Nipaditta, Vishwaswami. They also wrote Vedanta Sutra. Then they wrote the commentary of Vedanta. Have you Gaudiya Sampradaya Vedanta Sutra? If you have no Vedanta Sutra, we cannot accept. That time Baladeva Prabhu requested them, okay, you give me 1 month. I will also.
Oh, in 3 days.
Only 3 days.
He has no time to stay there.
So Baladeva Vidyapadam Baladeva Vidyapadam Prabhu, he also prayed to Lotus Feet of Govindadev. By the conscious master of Govindadev, Baladev Prabhu, Baladeva Prabhu, he also wrote Govinda Bhasya.
Oh, Govinda told that I am dictating, you should write.
Lord Govindadev himself told, I am dictating, you write. Okay. So, in this way, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he also manifests this Govinda Bhasya. And so, in that time, they accepted. So, why this Baladev Prabhu, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu now appeared in this world, and especially Vishwamitra Prabhu, actually, all the credit of non Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, actually, all the credit of whose? Rupad Prabhu. That is called Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. Now his name is quoted later in our Gaudiya history.
Oh, thank you.
So Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, I also pray to Lotus, I also offer my Lord pranam, Lotus feet of Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, and something which are very nice, this thing we heard in the Lord's mantra. Kudev, Bancharu Kripa, Shanti Vivacha, Patitanam, Pavani, Bhavani, Shanti.
You wanted to speak to us. Okay. You should do. Why you called me and my associates and all?
So, first of all, I have to explain why I called Guru Maharaj here. So, because, well, I've not so learned it, but I hear from Guru Maharaj why Sadhu Sangha. Why it is important? And why Sadhu is coming from Vrindavan to Western country? They can stay there. What is it necessary to come in here? But as we know from Sadhu Sangha that Krishna is helping the binding soul who is crying outside of Vrindavan to want to be helped. So you can see my Guru Maharaj is Patita Pavan, and of course it's the mercy of his Guru Maharaj there. Because if I'm talking about my Guru Maharaj, it means I'm talking about his Guru Maharaj and his Guru Maharaj. So, I'm not talking only about my Guru Maharaj, but following the principle of Guru Parampara. So, Gurudev is coming to helping the souls who are crying here for the lightness. You can say we want to come out from the darkness. So, our Guru Maharaj is giving us the chance to hearing the Harikatha and the Leela of Radha and Krishna. Through this Harikatha, Guru Maharaj is giving all us chance to associate with the name of Radha and Krishna through him, to doing the service, to seva, not only to listening, but also doing some seva to Guru and Vaishnava. We can realize some things about Radha and Krishna. So Guru Maharaj is coming to the West tonight. He doesn't have to come, but he's doing for us because we need him here very, very badly. Because what we're doing, we say we're doing business and this and that, It's true. We think without business we cannot survive. But the one who is doing sadhu sangha, they know Krishna is preparing everything through the sadhus. We cannot do anything. We think we are giving the donation to Guru Maharaj, maybe 100,000, 200,000, but the knowledge, the mercy, what we receive through Gurudev, that we cannot pay in one word. There is a slope where they say, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra kahe, lao matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. So even a little bit of a sadhu sangha, we cannot pay in one bird life, maybe 1,000 bird life, we have to pay for that. So the mercy is coming through our Guru Parampara. And we are so fortunate that we are in this line of Mahaprabhu, where his love is streaming like the ocean. And from where? To our Guru Parampara. So we are very fortunate to be here on this moment to have a sadhu like my Guru Maharaj. I love him very much. And so do you all. And for me, is he like my father, my mother. And because he's taking me out of the darkness where I was living. Not only him, but all his disciples who is following him. From Madhu Maharaj, everybody here, all my Shiksha Guru, and you all. If you're following my Guru Maharaj, so you all are in my heart. So I will welcome you all here in Holland to have some sadhu sangha. And we hope to give that what my Guru Maharaj will give to you. So according to our Samiti, Sigaurivanta Samiti here in Holland, we welcome everybody here because he is the generator in our heart. If he's not here, we can come together. Maybe fighting outside on the street, we see Hari Bhagavan is good. But because of our Guru Maharaj, we are here hand in hand and we are struggling to do some seva for everybody. So please forgive us if we're doing something mistake in the service and according to our ethic, Vaishnava ethic, I don't know anything, but because I follow my Guru Maharaj instruction, so I listen a little bit, so please forgive us if there is some mistake in our seva. And Guru Maharaj, we thanking you from our deep our heart, from on behalf of everybody, that you can give us the mercy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. On this occasion, I am remembering Sri Srila Bhakti Gaur Govind Maharaj. He was very bold speaker. Never cared for anyone. Only he cared for Siddhant and Guru and Vaishnava. So I appreciate. Also he was very near and dear to me. He used to read my books and so many times he came to me. So he was preaching so well that some of jealous his god brothers banned on him to come here in Australia, in Germany, France, or Indonesia,
America,
everywhere. He thought that, I prefer to give my life than to be banned. He never cared for anyone. He told very boldly that Jivas has not come from Golok Vrindavan. They have not deviated from there. They are from marginal line, those who are here. And those who are liberated and have gone after so many long time, after sadhan, how they can fall there? And it is told in Bhagavatam, Gita and everywhere. Jadgatva nani vartante tadham paramam. Anyone cannot go return from there. They can come to help the devotees in this world with Krishna or by the order of Krishna and God. And so many things. He was in real line of Rupanuja. So I remember everyone. Especially he told his disciples, go and take shelter of Srila Narayan Maharaj. And that is why I am very happy that, so many disciples everywhere, they came to me and they are with me. You know, Arandi Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj. Yes. Bhakta Swarup and here. All.
So many. Ramji was to go there also.
Now I request Shyamrani Didi that some points see Bhaktivedanta Ban Maharaj couldn't explain thoroughly. So I doubt that
audience
have understand and know. I have some doubt. And if I will tell anyone what he spoke, it is very hard to tell them. They cannot. What he did. So in simple language, all the points you should touch and clarify what you wanted to tell. In easy language and heart touching language. But very brief, not more than 10 to 15 minutes.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to summarize in simple language the message given by Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Ban Maharaj. My only credit in this connection is that I was born in America. Otherwise, he knows so much more than I do. So in simple English language, Baladev Bhusanpuru is the disciple of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
No. He is disciple of Radha.
Damodar
or Radha Mohan.
I was going to say in the Bhagavad from
first tell Dikshadu and then Shikshadu.
There are two lines of disciplic succession. One is the Diksha Parampara, and one is the Bhagavat or Shiksha Parampara. The Diksha Parampara is by initiation. And by initiation, Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan Prabhu is the Diksha disciple of Radha Damodar.
In the line of Shyamananda Prabhu.
In the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, coming from Goridas Pandit, who is a personal associate.
Originally from Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu.
Personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. His disciple is Hridaya Chaitanya. His disciple is Shyamananda Prabhu. His disciple is Rasikananda Prabhu. His disciple is Radha Damodar Prabhu. And his disciple is Baladev Vidyabhusan Prabhu. There's another line that is the Shiksha Guru Parampara,
Bhagavat
Parampara. And this is the line of accepting the Guru.
More important than Diksha Parampara.
On the basis of accepting the Siddhanta of the Guru and also the roots or the heart of the Guru. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Srila Prabhupada wrote that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation from Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and he never did. So our Srila Prabhupada is showing that there's no difference between the Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, and the Shiksha Guru, as Srila Gurudev said, may be even more important, especially if he has the same rasa as the disciple, and he's more advanced in that than the Diksha Guru. So Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan Prabhu is the Shiksha disciple of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And when Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur was very old, he was living in Vrindavan. At that time, in Jaipur, there was a controversy over whether our Gaudiya Sampradaya is a bona fide Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya is coming from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, to Vyas, Madhva, down the line to Lakshmi Pati Goswami, Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwara Puripad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and down to the six Goswamis, and down through gradually Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan also in the Bhagavad line from Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. So our Guru Parampara, our Gaudiya Sampradaya, was doubted to be a bona fide Sampradaya for the following reasons. A Sampradaya always has a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Our Gaudiya Vedanta, Gaudiya Sampradaya, follows the natural commentator of Vedanta Sutra, that is, the person who wrote Vedanta Sutra, the same person, Srila Veda Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of Krishna, wrote the natural commentary, natural because it's by the same author, natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra called Srimad Bhagavatam. But the pandits in Jaipur did not accept that. They wanted a more modern commentary. And they said our Sampradaya didn't have any. Their other objection to our Gaudiya Sampradaya is that they did not like to see Srimati Radhika on the left side of Krishna as the deity. They said we accept the deities of Lakshmi Narayan or Rukmini Dwarkadish because they are lawfully wedded as husband and wife. But Radha and Krishna do not have any legal relationship. Their relationship is paramour or parakya. We don't accept that on any moral standard because they're not married. The gopis were married to other gopas and they left their husbands in the middle of the night when Krishna played his flute. So these were their two objections. So the king of Jaipur was a lover and a Gaudiya Vaishnava himself. So he called for the help of the most learned and famous Gaudiya Vaishnava of the time, and that is Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. At that time, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur was very old, and he didn't want to leave Vrindavan to go to Jaipur. Moreover, he wanted to give credit to his disciple, Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan, and to show that he is real disciple by Bhagavat Parampara, or Shiksha Parampara. Maharaj was explaining that there's no difference between Diksha and Shiksha Guru. The Shiksha Guru is the manifestation of the transcendental nature and personality of Krishna, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Diksha Guru is the manifestation of the form of Krishna. They are not Krishna, but they are manifestations of his form and personality. As Krishna's form and personality are non-different, similarly, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are non-different, and Shiksha disciple and Diksha disciple are non-different. So Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur sent his bona fide disciple to represent him. Baladev Vidyabhusan Prabhu went to Jaipur, and regarding the fact that they said our Sampradaya has no commentary, he said, give me 3 days, and I will show that we have a commentary. So during those 3 days, he prayed to Govindadev, Krishna himself, and Krishna told him that I myself will dictate to you the commentary, the Gaudiya commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And you simply write, you simply be my scribe. So as Govinda dictated, so he wrote down. And this commentary, or bhasya, in Sanskrit, commentary is called bhasya. So this bhasya is called, he called it Govinda bhasya, because it's written by Govinda.
And the ultimate goal of that Bhaskar was to worship Supreme Lord Govinda with Radhika. That is why.
So to establish the fact that Radhika is the most bona fide person to stand there with Govinda as the supreme worshipable deity, Baladev Vijayabhusan Prabhu quoted many authoritative statements that Srimati Radhika is the supreme Shakti, Vishnu Shakti Parapravta. She is the supreme Shakti of Vishnu or Krishna. Vishnu and Krishna are non-different, although Krishna is the original Vishnu. From her come she has three functions, three vrittis, manifest as the Antaranga Shakti, that is the entire spiritual world of Sat, Chit, and Ananda, or Sandini, Samvit, and Hladini, of which Baladev, Krishna, and she, Radharani, respectively, are the presiding deities. Then she also manifests the Tatastha Shakti, the marginal energy, or the Jiva, the living entities, as Srila Gurudev glorified Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj for establishing that the Jiva never fell down from Goloka Vrindavan, but he came from that marginal line, the Tatastha Shakti. So this Parashakti, or Parashakti, or Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radhika herself manifests the Antaranga Shakti, the spiritual world, the marginal Shakti, the living entity, and the Bhagiranga Shakti, that is the material energy. And all energies come from this one supreme energy, Parashakti, who even Govinda Dev himself worships. Then he established, just as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote in his song, Radha Bhajana Vina, anyone who doesn't worship Radha cannot get Krishna. There he says that all the demigoddesses, all the Lakshmis, all the queens of Krishna, the wife of Indra, the wife of Lord Shiva, they're all manifestations of the energies of Srimati Radhika. They're all her manifestation, her parts or parts of parts. So he established that Srimati Radhika is Krishna's Shakti. There's no question of being not married or not legally in union with him because she is non-different from him. Krishna, Shakti, Shakti Matayor Aveda, the supreme reservoir of all energy, Krishna, and the supreme complete energy are non-different. As the sun and the sunlight are non-different, Krishna and Radha are non-different. Also, he established that for those who are so much adamant that they should be married, there's also the pastime that took place in Vandiravan, in Krishna's Leela, when Radha and Krishna were very little. In that pastime, they were just little children, but they became of teenage. And all of a sudden, there's a big marriage performed by the Sakis of Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka, and her other Sakis. And even Lord Brahma came at that time, and he performed the sacred marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna. Although it was just a play for them, because Parakya is so much higher than wedded love for so many reasons, still for those who will accept Radha and Krishna only on the basis of marriage, Srila Baladev Vijayabhusan Prabhu proved that they were also married by Lord Brahma. So he established verified that Radhika is a perfect to be on Krishna's left side, and thus the pandits and everybody accepted by the mercy of Baladev Vijayabhusan Prabhu, who got the mercy of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, established our Gaudiya Sampradaya as bona fide and the most bona fide because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in it, combined all other philosophies, all other Sampradayas, and added his own Achintya Veda Tattva, which is the complete golden Vedas.
Thank you. Very good. Now you have understood something? One thing?
Maybe.
Oh, that is enough. Before this, I want to clarify one thing. That my, or perhaps, Guru Bhrata from Germany, were disciple of Siddha Prabhupada.
Hema Sarira
Prabhupada.
Oh, he asked a question. The essence of that question was, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, has he second initiation or not? Because he has no sacred thread. How we can say that his second initiation was done, and who gave him second initiation? So he was in Delhi now. I think he is not so fortunate, or anyone not fortunate, to be in high class of associations. They must know. A true devotee should not be in any class of dilemma about bhakti. Especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Gadadhar. That is Srimati Radhika, manifestation of Radhika. He is Paramahans, more than Paramahansa, Charamahansa. He knows everything. He was Guru. And he was also seventh Goswami, six others, and he was seventh. And you know, he gave mantra to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. You know all these things. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami followed him totally by one letter to another. He did not write and practice anything beyond Bhakti Vinod Thakur wanted. So we should know, and I want to clarify you all that what is called Diksha. I think that we translate Diksha word by second initiation or Brahman initiation, but it is wrong. Swamiji made it easy to tell the Western devotees who have no conception of Diksha. And that is why he called that they should easily understand Diksha. But this is not the meaning of Diksha, truly. Second initiation. What do you mean by second initiation? What do you mean? Can you tell?
Yes, I.
What is the meaning of second initiation?
To inspire the
devotee. Okay, then. That fire, sacrifice. If anyone is doing only ladies fire sacrifice, it will be Diksha? Will it be? Or not? If the symptom of Diksha is to fire sacrifice do, then all candidates who are not even initiated Harinam, they do in India all top to bottom. Those who are Shankarized, those who are Shivaist, those Kali Bhakta, all they do. Will it be called Diksha? No, never. This is the North Center. And what is Brahman Diksha? What is the meaning? Can you tell? What is the meaning of Brahman Diksha?
Upanayana.
Do you think that without being Brahmin, we cannot do any devotional services and bhakti? First we will have to be Brahmin, then bhakti. Do you think like this? Then what is the importance of this diksha, Brahmin diksha? Vaishnavas are so much millions of time more superior than these Brahmins. You know Jagpatni? The story of Jagyapatni in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Wives
of Mathura Brahmins. They used to do fast sacrifice. They were by caste Brahmins. They had Upanayan. They used to read Ved. And everything. But they never gave one grain even to Krishna. On the other hand, their wives were not, had no secret thread. No secret. They had not bath reading, no fire sacrifice, because sometimes they become monthly in course. So, not this. But Krishna took their preparation and made them his most beloved, and he was satisfied. And when they returned their wives to their homes, what became? Oh, they began to apologize. Oh, fie on my Brahmin being, fie on my bed reading, oh, fie on my sacred thread, my knowledge and everything. You are most superior than me. They have no diksha, no purashatya, and Brahmins were like so. Who is superior? Brahmins? Ajagyapatni?
That's my question. Do you have to have a Brahmin?
No. Brahman, sacred thread, it may be given by caste system. No? Our Goswami were mostly Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sri Vats Goswami, Sri Nivas Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Himsat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all by caste of Brahmin. So in boyhood, at the age of 5 or 8, they were given sacred thread in their family life. But not Brahman this diksha, Vaishnavi diksha. They have not. They took, Mahaprabhu took, though he has sacred thread. He went to Gaya. And what he did? He took Brahman diksha. Vaishnavi diksha. What is that? We should know. First, Ishwar Puripad gave him Hare Krishna Desh name. It is given by our Guru Parampara from Brahma. And diksha, Harinam given is not diksha. Harinam, Hare Krishna, they are given. Or any name in any Vaishnava Sampradaya. Ram Sampradaya, Ram Mantra, Ram name. In our Sampradaya, Krishna. So, diksha means here, Gopal Mantra. At first, in our Parampara line, all bona fide Guru in our Guru Parampara, oh, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received Gopal Mantra from his Guru. And this is diksha. At first, whole diksha was it was accepted that by Gopal Mantra full diksha is done. But as time passed and so much Kalyu came, then a disciple of Gopal Guru,
Dhyanchand
Goswami, by the order of Bakreshwar Pandit, his Dada Guru.
Grand
Param Guru. He compiled two lines, Bhagavat Parampara and Guru Parampara line. Archan Paddhati and Bhagavat Paddhati. Bhagavat Paddhati from Swarup Damodar, Ashtakaliya Leela and Serving by Anishiddhade. That is called Bhagavat Parampara in the line of gopis. And Guru Parampara like Archan from Pancharatra. Understand what is Pancharatra? Made by Narad for worldly binding souls.
Condition soul.
So there are three kinds of these things. Like, you know, Narada Goswami in his first career. Narada Goswami and then Sukadeva Goswami in second. And thirdly, Narada Goswami in his
last stage.
When he left his body and everything. So, when any disciple, or not even disciple, first Harinam is given, this is called Harinam. Harinam Arsha. Guru Karan. Guru Karan, you know? Taking the shelter of a guru. And then he gives first Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And after some time, he realizes that this disciple is not qualified to chant pure name. And by this Harinam, he cannot receive sambandha gyan, that what is our relation to Krishna? And then how pure name will come? So mostly we don't know our transcendental relation with Krishna. So first, for this diksha, diksha means dipdekhyan, di means dipdekhyan. What is dipdekhyan? We should know. Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Bhakti tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva. They will give to disciples. And by this, a transcendental relation will come, that truly our transcendental form, what relation has with Krishna? All the jivas, those who are liberated are not liberated. Those are liberated, like Nanda Yashoda, you know, relationship, Shubhal Sakha relation. Hanuman has relation to Ram. All has relation. But we, what relation? Because this is the transcendental part of Krishna. Mamai vanso jiva loke. Understand? Easily? We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord, that is Krishna. Krishna has shape. Krishna has all qualities. He has beautiful shape. He is so much powerful. Very sweet, Krishna. So Jeev also has the same thing. And he has some transcendental relationship. Transcendental, you know, that cannot break forever. So we have all. But now it is not focused.
Not manifested.
Not manifested. It is covered with Maya. But we have. You cannot be other than that. Relation. If you are murderly, do your soul form is like Yashoda. It cannot be transferred. Uddhava cannot transfer. He went to Vrindavan, realized the Gopiraj more superior, but he could not be like Gopis. He could not be anything of any tree creeper of Vrindavan. He had to return to Mathura. Because there was no any form of Vrindavan. So he could not change. Hanuman cannot change. He knows that Pandavas are more better, superior. And Pandavas know that all the associates of Vrinda are more superior, but they cannot. I can give an example that on the bank of Ganges River, no? Same soil, same field, same air, same sun, same everything,
same
water.
Same gardener. Right?
But same gardener also, same atmosphere, but so many seed of trees like tamarind, mango, jackfruit and others. They will not be same. If you water, same water, same gardener, same thing. But from mango will come. From tamarind will come. So, you cannot change your transcendental form and relation. In the association of sadhu sangha, only it can be like in shloka it has been told, nitya siddhasya bhavasya parakattam. By sadhana cannot be changed. What?
Take the microphone, then
sorry, you said mango tree, mango seeds can only bring mangoes. Right? So does it mean that our very nature, like Hanuman, can never change to serve Radha and Krishna? He serves Sita Ram. He can only serve Sita Ram. So
but
is it that we are eternally only attracted to Radha Krishna?
What telling?
He's telling that just like Hanuman can never change his relationship with Sita Ram. Is it that we can never change, that we have an eternal relationship
yes,
with Radha?
This is all right.
And not with Lakshmi Narayan or with Sita Ram, for example.
You should see first. You should think about this. We have some transcendental relation with Krishna. It is true. As mango seed and other things I told. But in the beginning, when we are covered with Maya, at that time, this pure bhakti begins from Shraddha, Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Anartham Nibritti. Then, Bhajan, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. At the time of Bhav, our transcendental form will
manifest.
Before not. And we are very fortunate. Like if there is iron and magnet will only attract iron, not wood, not other metals, not gold, nothing. So we are lucky that we are attracted in this line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give this thing, anarpit charin kirat, a bhakti in the line of gopis. And that is why he attracted. Otherwise not. So I know that if you have come in our line, in Gaudiya Vaishnava, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami line, guru, there are so many gurus wandering everywhere. Why they, some of them, attracted by Swamiji, by me. Why not all population of Holland is coming to me? Why? I know there are some gurus. But why not coming? Because you have something to be attracted by that magnet of our land. So I will again, ekta kirtan karega. After kirtan, you should again. I have to tell so many things about this. What doing?
Turn it off.
Jodi Gaurang. Jogos que já nasceu, que
meaning of this diksha, in Shastra it has been told, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, everywhere. Diksha means divyam jnanam jato dadyata
purjat papam
sankhayam
tasmat
diksheti
saprokta
vaishnavi
tattako vidai.
It has been quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It has taken by Dhyan Chandra, Gopal Guru, by Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami especially, by Jiva Goswami in his Satsandarbha. Very clearly it has been written. Without Diksha, our names can be like zero. Without Diksha. You know, Mayabadi also, those who follow Shankar, Nirvishesh Brahmavad, they also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They chant like Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They think that Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Shankar, Shan, not only them, all we are Brahma. And we want to merge in Brahma. And for this, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then, our name will be like that. If you have no good relation and initiation pure from Vaishnava Guru, then you cannot have the mercy of Krishna. You can have the mercy of that. You can be very wealthy. Your body will be very beautiful. You can marry a very good qualified lady. Only to this worldly thing. But not any transcendental thing you can reap as the ultimate. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sarva Damodar Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda Sunaho Sirup Naim Laile Naam Prem Upaja. He is telling to Ram Rama, you know, Ramanandra, and Sarup Damir, his personal part.
Associate.
That, you should be Trina Dapi Suni Chena, Tarurapi Sahis Suduna, Amanina, Manadeina, Kirtanya Sadahari, with a relationship with Krishna. Can you tell that what relation you have with Krishna? Can you tell? Not you can. Have you any greed of any relation? Any greed for any Krishna relation? Have you greed? Even not. I think not. Very good. So make pure divya jnana he gives first. He opens your eyes. Agyan timiram dhasya jnana anjana salakaya, which is covering our jnana knowledge. Gurudev removes that. And what is the covering of maya? How? By getting this transcendental relationship with Krishna. There is none like Krishna. Merciful, powerful. So Krishna died. Very beautiful. He is lords of lords. If you will worship them, Krishna, then our worship to all demigods, all jivas, every plants and creepers, everything is done. Tasmin tuste jagat tuste. So this relation will be given. And secondly, what? Purification of your fruitive karmas. That you are bound to
suffer
from them. That is why you have become human. So many diseases coming. Old age must come. And one day you will give up all your worldly things. But if you have that transcendental relation, you can give up this body very easily, like what God. No pain, nothing. And second, in your birth, very easily you will have high class of association of any of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu association. And then very easily you can be in Vrindavan, and from there you will have prem, sneha, rag, anurag, bhav, maham, and all these things. Otherwise, no. If you have no diksha, Gopal mantra, you should know also one thing. For Brahma Gayatri, Brahman diksha, that is diksha is necessary. Upavit, sanskar, necessary. You are bound to do for Ved part. But for Gopal, the love of Krishna, which is more superior than diksha, this diksha. Oh, Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri. Easily you can have. For Krishna love, no need of going towards Brahma Gayatri. Back Brahma Gayatri itself is, after some time, by purification, it become Kama Gayatri. So more superior. If Brahma Gayatri is needed for all, then why for not ladies? Why not ladies? Then they cannot have attained Krishna Prem. But it is wrong. That is why in original, very old days, ancient times, Gopal Mantra was there. Krishna gave by Saraswati Gopal Mantra to Brahma. And by his flute he gave Kamgayatri to Brahma. But his name, this mantra were only how to control and how to create this world and to maintain. So he had no such prayer, no relation, transcendental relation that gopis and gopis. That is why. But I know after that when he had a darshan of Krishna, selling the cows and cowherds, when he saw Krishna, and then he may have that relation. And a greed came in his heart, tadbhuri bhaggamiha janmum, that I want to be one of the dasis of the dasis, only lotus dust of the gopis. But he could not attain. Even Uddhava more superior, he could not. Even Lakshmi, because he has no Gopal mantra. And he cannot be given. She was not qualified. Because in Gopal mantra, any Gwalas would be the husband of that devotee. Lakshmi realized this fact. Though Krishna told, you cannot enter in my door. And you cannot come in Vrindavan. Because you are not qualified. I'm qualified. I'm very beautiful. This is not qualification. You will have to be take birth in
Gopi family,
Gopi, and then you will marry to another Gopi, and then you can be beloved, otherwise no. She, what did? She refused to be married by any Gopi. She was ready to marry with Krishna. Krishna told that, I cannot marry. I have never married any gopi. They are most beloved. Understand something? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was there. Paramahansa, always doing. No need of secret. He took his secret and thought, I don't want to be like that. Naham vipro nacanarpati. You know that is Islam. I'm not Brahmin. I'm not Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I'm not any worldly relationship with anyone. Gopir Bhartu, Gopir Bhartu, Gopir Bhartu, Padakamalyo. Nasti eva, nasti eva, nasti. I think that it will remove your doubt. If some doubt, you can come. And tomorrow. Now we have no time to waste our time in this subject. I want to come in our real subject. And tomorrow we will begin our class. I think also tomorrow Ganga Mata, we will give something, explain, and I will come to our subject. Bhakti, what is? And what are difficulties in bhakti? What are anarths? How we can remove all these things? And we should try to follow. Anyone cannot do anything. Pure bhakti. And what is that? Shramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pavasivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, vedanam. More superior. Vaishnava, sadhu sangha. In sadhu sangha name, kirtan. In sadhu sangha, doing vasit. In sadhu sangha, in Vrindavan. In sadhu sangha, in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Vrindavan, Navadvip, or this, and Bhagavastram. And then five items, or three are superior. Chanting, remembering, and Shamanam, Kirtanam, Shamanam. In among them, one is superior. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalonasteva. Nasteva, Nasteva. And among all kinds of names, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his whole mercy and Krishna. Hare Krishna! Oh.